The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The vaxxed are exhausting and depleting their T cells, says Dr. Geert Vandenbosch. Dr. Geert Vandenbosch has been warning about all sorts of different things from the very beginning. And people don't want to believe that these things are true. And they are. That's the sad thing. The things I still remember before the vaccine was really fully implemented and way before the vaccine mandates, we were theorizing, but using scientific evidence that these things would happen. And I remember when Dr. Bhakti came out real early on and after the vaccines had been implemented, and I don't know, within, it seemed like a month. I don't know how quick it was. But he was out there saying the worst case scenario has happened. And I remember people thinking, no, nothing's really happening. And he was already saying, no, the things that we were fearing, they've happened. And I believe that was Dr. Bhakti. And I remember when he said that, I was like, oh, that's horrible. I knew he was dead on, and we had seen some stuff. But it's gotten way worse since then. And it's only been getting worse as time goes on. So, and I'm not saying people who have been jabbed one time, it's gotten worse for them. Hopefully not. I don't really, well, I do know. I know statistically, second, and especially people who have been jabbed three times, we know from UK data, if you've been jabbed three times, it's bad. If you're okay and you've been jabbed three times, you better be thanking God. I know most people have not been jabbed three times. The majority of people in the world have not been jabbed three times, but there's a huge chunk that have, and there's a huge chunk that have and are still walking around like things are okay. And thank goodness it's okay for them, but do they know how lucky they are? Because for a lot of people who have been jabbed three times, they are just chronically getting COVID, chronically. And this really is explaining why. It's really your T cells. Your T cells are being preoccupied. They're being depleted, exhausted, and they don't have time to go after the variants or anything else. And that's what Dr. Geert Vandenbosch really is talking about. Veronica Karolinko of The New American, who is one of the best reporters in the world. And I say that not just because she's part of The New American. I'm saying that because it's true. Here's why. She's one of the best reporters in the world because she interviews the right people during the right moment in time and asks the right questions. A lot of her interviews, she lets these people talk and get what they need to say out. But when she asks a question, her follow-ups are the right questions, which makes her fantastic, makes her get things out of some of these experts that others don't. She's really good at what she does. Anyways, Dr. Vandenbosch was on with her, she was interviewing him, and I'm going to jump. Now, I'm not going to give you the whole thing because it's too long of the interview, but we'll have a link so you can check out if you want to hear more than what I present to you. And you can find it on The New American. It's called Dr. Geert Vandenbosch, COVID Mass Vaccination Triggering New Pandemics and Epidemics. So I'm concentrating on the explanation of the T cells, because that goes to the heart of why the title of that is New Pandemics and Epidemics. The reason why there is new pandemics and epidemics is because of what he explains what's happening with the T cells. I like to just jump right to the heart of things. That's how I do things. I don't like to mess around. Just go, what's this all about? What's the heart of the whole core issue? Let's talk about that core issue. That's how I roll. So let's talk about that core issue. Here's Dr. Vandenbosch talking about the T cells, how they're being depleted in heavily vaxxed people. But he's just saying in vaxxed people in general. But I know it's especially the triple jabbed. Take a listen.
The other thing is that the cytotoxic T cells that are continuously triggered and activated in vaccinees, they are, to some extent, as I just explained, will also be able to eliminate other viruses. But then there are still many, many other microbial infections that cannot be eliminated by these cytotoxic T cells. If you like, they would need another type of T cell to be eliminated or to be controlled. And there is many chronic diseases that we keep under control, including cancer, thanks to T cells.
Let me pause it there. I'm sure you're following that he's saying T cells keep cancer in control. I think everybody, most people know that. Some people might not, but most people know that. So you've got to understand the T cells are so important in your immune system. And what he's going to talk about and what he's I want to set it up just to make sure people understand, even if I say some things that he says later on. He's basically going to tell you that the T cells are being forced to concentrate and exhaust their concentration on the COVID, let's just say the COVID-19 vaccine. They're going to give you a new one, and it's from what I'm hearing, this is going to be bad if people get it. Anyways, if your body is producing the spike protein, which is what the mRNA technology does, it logically makes sense. Unlike when you get sick naturally, your immune system can attack it, eventually fight it off. Your body isn't actually producing the very thing that attacked you. It's infecting and it might attack other cells, but it's not you purposefully creating them. The vaccine instructs your body to create the spike protein. And depending on how much of the vaccine you get, depends on how much your body produces. And we really don't know how long your body continues to produce the spike protein. But it will keep producing it for a long time, way longer than what they initially said. We know that. And your T cells are constantly busy with that. I think of it as your immune system as a castle. Your body's the castle, but we'll just do it more. And the castle has walls, and the walls are the T cells. The soldiers all guarding the walls, let's say. And whenever an enemy comes from any side, you have soldiers all around your entire castle, walls protecting it. If you've been unvaxxed, that's how it is. So no matter what angle it comes from, no matter what the enemy is, A, it spots it early on because it's high up, it can see on the walls. B, there's always soldiers there on that wall, guarding that wall, so they can't just surprise attack your body and overrun the entire castle, your body. What the vaccine does is instructs all the people guarding the walls to say, the left wall is where COVID-19 is. Everyone get over to the left wall. And so they all go to the left wall and they start concentrating on the enemy on the left wall, and other enemies come in and like, wait, the right wall is not even guarded. Not only is the right wall, the front wall, the back wall, they're all open. I can just wander in. Your T cells are too busy looking at the left wall. Your body has been told not to defend the entire castle. Your body has been told, your T cells have been told, defend against that guy and only that guy. Now, you will have some that weren't on the wall, some of your antibodies, some T cells that weren't on the wall, that will then, uh-oh, they're already in. This other invader's already in, and try to fight it off. But those ones, it's too late. Your castle's already been overrun. That's what we're talking about here. I hope that helps explain. That's what he's talking about here. Take a listen.
So now, if you are, in fact, exhausting and depleting these T cells, because you need so many cytotoxic T cells to contain SARS-CoV-2, then these T cells can no longer be available. You know, you have to imagine they start from the same source, so to say. So, but if you are going to exhaust this source to make many, many cytotoxic T cells, then the source will no longer be able to provide resources for generating other T cells that are directed against other pathogens. So what that means is that all of a sudden, you now see that some people, vaccinees, get depleted in T cells that they would need, first of all, to fight other diseases, for example, but also to keep under control certain infections that normally are chronic or latent. For example, herpes virus infections, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, herpetic infections. People in good health keep these infections under control. You know, we are infected, but we keep them under control. Same with cancer. All of us develop cancers, but you know, they are kept under control thanks to a number of immune mechanisms, but T cells are very important. So all of a sudden, if you withdraw this T cell resource for keeping these infections or even like immune-mediated diseases like cancer under control, then you are going to have a flare-up of chronic diseases, including, for example, these herpetic diseases, but also including tuberculosis. I don't know whether you have heard about outbreaks of tuberculosis as well, etc.
Tuberculosis, I believe Dr. Bhakti made that prediction as well and said, what you're going to see is a huge outbreak in tuberculosis. And everyone thought he was crazy. He said that like a year and a half ago or something. I really like Dr. Bhakti because he gets so passionate about stuff. And I haven't seen what Dr. Bhakti has been up to, but I bring him up a lot because I really like Dr. Bhakti. I like all these doctors. They're all fantastic. Dr. Robert Malone. I give you stuff. I look back and I think, who was dead on? Who makes it? Dr. Bhakti made it easy for me to understand the immune system. Even though he speaks in broken English, I could follow Dr. Bhakti so easily. I can usually follow most of these doctors pretty easily, but I like when doctors put it out there and I don't have to simplify it. Because usually I feel like I simplify things because that's what I'm good at doing. And I simplify it. Dr. Bhakti, I think, does it to where I don't even have to simplify it very much. Anyways, I want to give you more of this. The tuberculosis thing I think is fascinating because I was wondering if Dr. Bhakti was going to be right or wrong on that because he made that prediction. And I have not heard about the outbreak in tuberculosis, but I know it was predicted that it would be happening at some point. And Dr. Van den Bosch says it's happening. And I haven't seen very many reports on it, but that means he's seen a bunch of reports on it. And maybe you have. I just missed some of those. Let's continue on.
And there are other bacterial diseases that also need these T cells. And for example, meningococci, or also streptococci. So you see right now that there is also kind of like epidemics of meningococcal disease and streptococcal disease. So it has all to do with this continuous reinfection of vaccinated people that takes, you know, an enormous amount of resources away to defend themselves against other infections. And to some extent, it helps them to much better fight certain infections that have, I would say, that use the cytotoxic T cells that are produced by SARS-CoV-2, that use those. And because they can better defend themselves against those diseases, they now become asymptomatic shedders. And it is the asymptomatic transmission that is very, very dangerous. Remember, we have known this at the beginning of the pandemic. So many people got the infection, didn't get a disease, or mild disease. They didn't have to isolate, etc. But they were spreaders. And
all right. And then he goes on more about that. I don't actually even agree with Dr. Van den Bosch on that. The asymptomatic thing, I think, is somewhat of a hoax. What I mean is I understand what he's saying. He's saying the vaccine, he's saying, could protect you against COVID. Now, I don't think the vaccine protects you at all, not even 1 ounce. It enhances COVID-19. I think it does tell your body to look for what they have programmed your body to look for. The problem is, as I had said, it doesn't matter if they get the exact sequence of COVID-19 in that vaccine. By the time they get the vaccine out and distribute it to you, a coronavirus will mutate. I don't like saying evolve because it's not evolution. It mutates. It changes, though. And it mutates, and it's going to get around it. So your vaccine's really not preventing. It's being told, like my castle example, it's being told, everyone defend this wall. And then the variant COVID-19 comes from a different wall and comes right in. So they're just, it's telling your T cells, it's not even telling them to defend. It's your T cells are getting preoccupied with your own body making the spike protein. That's the problem. It's not defending against the natural spike protein that someone breathed on you. You get it? So your vaccine does absolutely nothing. I think Dr. Bosch thinks that the vaccine protects your organs. I don't believe that it does that either. It only damages. It is your body being instructed to create COVID-19, and then your own body has to fight off COVID-19. So it's busy fighting off itself. That's what it's doing when it's defending the left wall in my castle example. It's defending against your own body creating the spike protein. And now it has to worry about, hey, body, stop creating these spike proteins that we have to defend here. And then cancer comes in and rises up. And those deaths don't even get counted as vaccine deaths. All these different deaths that are happening are not even coming close to being counted. The only way we can know how many people have died because of the vaccine is looking at, because it's pretty consistent, has been your entire life, the death rate per year is pretty consistent. With a bigger population, as the population grows, the death rate will go very consistently, but it doesn't move that much year to year to year to year. But since the vaccine, the death rate went vroom, vroom. And all you have to do is look at how much higher of a percentage of people have died in the year 2021, really just the second half. If you just take the second half of 2021 and see what is the percentage of deaths compared to what, and I didn't look this up because this is just hitting me, but this is how we would know. That's the percentage of people dying of the vaccine. So because what I'm saying is some people are dying like they normally would of a disease, because it is normal that sometimes people have heart attacks. That does happen. But anything above what is average is the vaccine doing it. So we can figure out what the percentage of population has been killed by the vaccine by doing that. I have not done that. Somebody needs to. I know that some insurance companies have varied. We saw the spike in working age class. In the second half, it was a 40% rise in all-cause mortality. 40% increase. That's not 40% of people who got the vaccine died, but all-cause mortality rose by 40% to what they were normally. So that whole 40% chunk is the vaccine doing that. So it's a massive amount of people that have died. That's what I'm telling you. Millions. That's what we're telling you. There was a report, and I want to squeeze this in. Again, InfoWars does a great job, especially with these reports. I like them. John Bone did a report. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right, his last name. I apologize. Let me just play it for you.
Maybe the establishment doesn't know it due to their narcissism and their symbiotic CDC, FDA, Pfizer cash cow that they're shooting up into their veins. But no matter how many bots try to prop it up on Twitter, the world is no longer buying the vaccine lockdown, great reset, prison planet lie anymore.
Many Americans are undervaccinated, meaning they are not up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. Not all people over the age of 50 have received their first booster dose. Of those who received their first booster dose, only 28% of those over 50 have received a second booster dose. And of those over the age of 65, only 34% have received their second booster dose. So my message right now is very simple. It's essential that these Americans, as Dr. Shah said, get their second booster shot right away.
Everybody wants to put this pandemic behind us and feel and hope that it doesn't exist. It does.
The Johns Hopkins pandemic study showed that the lockdowns did more harm than good. Hundreds of people under 40 are going into cardiac arrest and suffering from sudden adult death syndrome. Athletes are dying. Countless vaccine injuries and deaths are all over Twitter. Media and advertising panic as blood clot gaslighting is coming out of the woodwork. Stillbirth numbers are skyrocketing, while the ineffective vaccines themselves can't compete with natural immunity. And recently, a Swedish study revealed what had been relegated to conspiracy theory to be absolutely horribly true.
The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person.
The spike proteins and the chemicals in these shots are breaking down the blood-brain barrier. And as that gets broken, we can actually measure something called tau proteins, spelled T-A-U, tau proteins in the blood as an acute independent marker of cognitive dysfunction. So these people that you're seeing that can't talk, can't finish sentences, are really grasping for different types of things that they didn't do before. And this is just one element of the neurocognitive decline. The other is the cardiovascular markers and what we're seeing with myocarditis. I wrote another article on my Substack about myocarditis. And all of these things are happening. And Alex, these are just two of 1,100 different things.
Folks, we're giving you the truth. And if you've gotten the vaccine and you feel fine, that's fine. I'm glad. I hope you stay fine. But don't think that that doesn't mean that what we're reporting isn't true about other people. This is really happening. And you need to have compassion on the other people. And don't be stubborn and say, well, I got the vaccine, I'm fine. You can still be someone who's turned around and said, I got the vaccine, but I shouldn't. Do you know that Dr. Robert Malone got the vaccine? You realize that, don't you? But he still fights against it. He got it before he became a real warrior against it. Dr. Robert Malone got the vaccine. How do you think he did all this international traveling, by the way? You know I'm not making that up, but he admitted it. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya! Well, if you've gotten this far, you must really love our content. But have you checked out the newamerican.com fully? You need to go check it out. You can subscribe to the twice monthly magazine. It's a physical magazine that can arrive to your home. So if you haven't done that, go there, do it, and subscribe.